Welcome to the Parsha WhatsApp Shir, Pithy Parsha Perspectives. We're going to begin with this week with Parshas Bereishis, and I want to spend the few minutes that we have analyzing the offerings of Cain and Hevel and how we see from the Psukim that indeed Cain had a very different attitude than Hevel, which is why Hashem made the decision to turn his countenance towards Hevel's offering and not that of Cain's. Firstly, we read, Vayhi miketz yamim. It was after many days, Miketz Yamim, seems that there was a significant amount of time that had elapsed, and yet Cain had not brought his certainly his fields had flourished because of God's blessing, and yet he had not yet brought any offering during that time period. The language of Miketz means that was a significant period of time that had passed. Why didn't Cain think about bringing a carbon prior to that? What about Hevel? He also should have brought a carbon. There the pasuk says, "V'Hevel hevi gamhu." He not only was he the second one to bring, but gamhu means he's very secondary to Cain. Cain is the one who initiates. So why does Hashem turn towards Hevel? So it's true, Cain may have taken a long time, but Hevel also didn't bring from his b'chorot sono mechel dehen from the flocks that he had had. So Rav Hirsch makes an interesting observation where he says that in the days where there was a Bechor, the Bechor played a significant role in the family, so a Bechor's offerings were not just for himself alone, it was on behalf of the entire family. In fact, Hevel could have and should have been represented in Cain's offering. There would be no need for Hevel to bring an offering. So the mere fact that Hevel brings an offering to begin with is something that's praiseworthy, something that's laudable, and something that should be of great significance to us. So it's not only that Cain takes his time in bringing an offering, but Hevel goes out of his way to bring an offering even though he's not the Bechor. In addition, we read, Vayisha Hashem el Hevel ve'el Minchaso, that Hashem turns his countenance towards Hevel and his Mincha, but ve'el Kain ve'el Minchaso lo Sha'ah, but towards Kain and Kain's offering, Hashem does not turn. Rav Hirsch makes the point that it's not that Hashem is turning towards Hevel's offering over Kain's, but it's rather Vayisha Hashem el Hevel ve'el Minchaso. He's turning his countenance towards Hevel. The mincha, the offering he brings, is really secondary, but rather it's the fact that Hashem is turning himself towards Hevel. You can have two people who bring the identical offering, and or they could pray exactly the same prayer, but they present themselves to God in a very dissimilar way. Here, it's clear from the Psukim that they don't say that Hashem turned towards Hevel's offering, but rather Hashem turned towards Hevel, and to Cain he did not turn. The essential difference really lies in the person who the offerer is, not the offering itself. And since Cain's attitude was not pleasing, his attitude was not the attitude that we would expect of someone who owed a great debt of gratitude to Hashem, towards Hashem because of the great blessing that Hashem bestowed upon him. So therein lies the difference between Cain and Hevel. It's that Hashem turned towards Hevel because Hevel was involved. We say this in davening, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu ba'amcha Yisrael uvisfilasam. It's not the tefillah that we want Hashem to desire as much as it is us, as people. I want my entire essence and my whole being has to be offered and engaged and immersed. We want Hashem it's not that we want Hashem to turn himself towards our tefillah as much as we want him to turn himself towards us. And that's because when we pray to him, when we give offerings to him, it's that we are giving of ourselves, not so much that which we give him. Echad ha-marbe ve-echad ha-mamit, whether one gives a lot or one gives a little, uvad she'ish chaven libo la-shamayim. That should be our attitude in general when it comes to tefillah, when it comes to our general observance. Are we giving our essence? Are we engaged? Are we immersed? Do we really feel that our body and soul are completely involved in our service to Hashem? And that's what we learn from the Psukim. Here it's Hevel. Hashem turned towards Hevel, El Hevel, Ve'el Minchaso. Hashem turned towards Hevel because Hevel was the one who turned toward Hashem. And Ve'el Kain Ve'el Minchaso Lo Sha'ah, Hashem doesn't turn towards Kain. And maybe that's why we could argue by Yipluvanav, Kain's countenance falls in a literal sense. But here it means, Hashkain, why didn't you lift up your panim? Why didn't you allow your countenance to be elevated towards Hashem? Instead, you had the attitude which was unpleasing. One who brought, waited a little bit too long to bring. Others claim, mi pri ha'adama, he only took from the perot ha'adama, not from the b'chorot tzono, as is described by Hevel. It's after much time elapsed, but more than anything else is that Kain is not engaged. Hashem doesn't turn towards Kain himself, because Kain did not turn towards Hashem. Wish everyone a good Shabbos.